Welcome, everybody. It's time for another episode of Asher Sales Sense, brought to you by Asher Strategies, the only global sales training company that integrates leading sales methodologies and the latest neuroscience studies into a simple and repeatable 10-step process for sales success.
Thank you, Paul. Paul is our announcer for Asher Sales Sense, and I'm Dave Potts in the Asher Strategies studio in Washington, D.C. Our host today is John Asher, CEO and founder of Asher Strategies, and the title of the show is Using Neurolinguistic Programming to Close Deals Faster. John's guest is Ramzi Ayachi, Director of Training at Peak Performance Associates. After serving as a Marine Corps helicopter pilot, Mr. Ayachi helped found a group employing hypnosis, neurolinguistic patterns, and mindfulness training to assist people in reaching higher goals. Mr. Ayachi is a master neurolinguistic programming practitioner and a board-certified hypnotist. Topics covered during the program will include techniques to equip salespeople and others in high-stress occupations with mental skills, not only to survive, but to thrive. Over to you, John.
Thank you, Dave.
Welcome, Ramzi.
Thanks a lot, John. Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here.
You know, Ramzi, over the a number of these radio shows, we've had people talking about all the new stuff we're learning from neuroscientists worldwide on how to use neuroscience in sales. We've kind of integrated in our training neurolinguistic NLP at a fairly basic level. And when I'm meeting with groups of people before the training and ask for a show of hands, who's heard of NLP, I'd say it's less than 10%. These are salespeople and CEOs and that sort of thing. So it's surprising to me how few people really have actually heard of NLP and, of course, know how to use it. So what's the big picture for sales, Ramzi, using NLP? You know, what is it first and then how do we use it?
Yeah, great question. So NLP is essentially, it's the study of human performance. It's a systematic way of studying human performance. And because it's systematic, it can be broken down in chunks, broken down into parts that people can then easily replicate. When I mentioned the study of human performance, it's how people accomplish things or how they hold themselves back. And so if you can break that down into components and begin to see the patterns that are being presented in front of most of us that we are not even aware of, you can then go and begin to refine, tweak, adjust the input in that sequence of patterns in order to achieve the outcome or to influence someone or help them see value in something that perhaps they didn't see value in before. So that's really what it is in a nutshell, a blend of the art of language, linguistics, as well as the science of how the brain maps information.
What's a couple of examples on how a salesperson has ever even heard of it or have heard of it but doesn't really understand it? What's a good example of what they could actually take as a technique and use it quickly tomorrow?
You mentioned something that was common for people to not know the terminology. And most really top salespeople, the elite sales force, they are using NLP strategies in a very intuitive way. They're just not aware of what they're doing. They just have either modeled someone else, which is a component of NLP, or they have learned and studied it, but they didn't have the same language that was associated with it at the time that they were learning it. So what we can do is help people to be able to use these patterns and insert these processes, these systematic ways of interacting with clients, interacting with teams, interacting with their sales force in order to get the accomplishment. So one of the areas that we do help quite a few sales teams in is one of the big areas is real estate teams. Real estate teams, sometimes you have a member of a team that has very strong fear of rejection and it holds them back and it prevents them from getting referral clients or having the person that they just helped find value in the purchase of a home, then reach out to their own friends and let them know about that particular real estate agent. And they inside of themselves is a fear, a deep-seated fear about rejection, or I can't feel like I have the ability to ask them for a referral. And it really, in the world of business, the referral is actually free advertising, as everybody knows. So why not bring to bear that essential element of the growth of a business through overcoming whatever that fear is? So that's what we call self-management. And then when it comes to just interacting with your client, you have a whole list of other type of strategies and techniques, one of which is how to establish, maintain, and then break rapport when necessary, and then reestablishing it. And as you know, rapport is a very big component of interaction between one person and the other, whether it's the client or the salesperson.
All right, good. So we kind of all know, if we've been brought up in sales for many years, about how important, you know, rapport building is. Many of the sales strategies will say things like this, you know, all buyers make 5 decisions about us, and they always make them in the same order. They got to buy the salesperson. They got to buy the salesperson's company as credible. They got to buy whatever the salesperson's selling. They got to buy that prices are reasonable, the salesperson's offering. And then they have to decide when to buy. And it's that last decision that drives most salespeople nuts, right? We get right up to the final deal, and the buyer just won't pull the trigger. How would you use NLP, assuming you do a good job of rapport building and you can describe your company and your products and pricing's reasonable, how do you get the buyer to pull the trigger and agree to the deal?
That's a great question, and it is something that a lot of folks come to us to ask us about. And one of the ways that you can do that on a very subconscious level is to use a technique that we call pacing and leading. And pacing and leading is essentially, you are subconsciously, through the series of questions that you ask your client and gaining this information as you move them through the purchasing process or the sales process, what you can do is create conditions where they become more favorable to making the decision in that final moment. And the way that you do that is by asking questions where the answers are congruent with the answer yes. And they're not difficult questions. They could just be questions that are statements of fact, and they're not hard to contradict. And most of sales processes kind of go sideways when there's an objection or there's a contradiction in belief system. So when you can set up questions that gain the response of yes or affirmative or compliance, then when you get to that last part, their subconscious, which is the emotional part of the brain, is in more of a pattern and more of a momentum to then answer yes or to follow through with the final decision. That's a great technique that we show people how to insert in whatever their sales process is.
Good. So you know, there's many sales training classes, including ours, and I'm sure yours, we talk about the staircase to yes. And
exactly.
embedded in that is the rationale bias. Always give the buyer a reason to do what you want them to do, because the probability of them doing it goes up. And get them to be consistent. Say yes to a few things up front. And if they do, they're more likely to say yes to the deal you want. Is that essentially a good summary of what you mean?
That's exactly correct. Because once their body begins to take on the response of yes, it's essentially you're conditioning someone to follow on any subsequent questions with yes. And when they have to think of the opposing answer, it actually causes a great deal of internal stress in their mind. And it's something that you can safeguard against the contradiction or the no or the objection through that ramping up, that collecting of the yeses, as you mentioned.
How important is it to actually get them to say the word yes or some other way to agree? Is it most important to hear the word yes?
There's actually ways that you can do it in addition to having them articulate the actual word yes. You can help them in that particular instance. Again, on the, you know, the subconscious level, you can help them through perhaps the head nod. As I'm showing a head nod and asking them the question, there as a human being, as all human beings, we want to mirror one another, and we feel comfortable with people that are doing the same thing that we do or look the same way that we look. So as I'm nodding my head, I could then be asking that question. And as they're responding with yes, they actually say it out loud. If you look at the input that we receive as human beings, and the input comes in the 5 senses. And one of those senses is the sense of hearing. And the other one is the sense of vision, and also the kinesthetic sense, which is the sense of touch. And if you could hit all these 3 areas at the same time, while you're pacing and leading your client, you'll be able to stimulate each one of those areas and have a greater impact on their decision so that when they do make that decision, it is with even more certainty. And that's another thing that we teach people, because gathering that information is a science itself. It's how and where they're looking, watching and observing all of their nonverbal communication. And as you have a new set of lenses to see your client through, you're able to see so much more. It's almost like you take the smoke away from just reacting and the smoke away from the situations that would cloud being able to see really what they're thinking. And that those are processes that we teach our clients and help them to be able to guide their clients through that process with minimal interruption or distraction.
John, excuse me. It's time to take a quick commercial break. Over 200 correlation studies show that natural aptitude is the most significant factor in predicting sales success. Asher's Advanced Personality Questionnaire, the APQ, consistently identifies peak performers in outside sales, inside sales, sales management, customer support, and 17 other business positions. Go to AsherStrategies.com today or call 866-833-9941. That's Asher Strategies at 866-833-9941. We've been speaking with Ramsey Iachi of Peak Performance Associates on using neurolinguistic programming to close deals faster. Now back to John and Ramsey.
Ramsey, I like that. So the three components, the nonverbal, the head nod, the kinesthetic, which I'm assuming you mean touch, right?
Yes, correct.
And then the verbal. So let's just set up a little scenario. I'm the seller and you're the buyer. So mm-hmm. we're really far down the process. And I'm going to ask you the next question to which I want you to say yes. As I'm asking you that question, an example might be, you know, Ramsey, based on our discussion, I'm going to do a little research, write a white paper and send it to you because I want you to see the tremendous benefit our solution could have on your operational efficiency. That's the rationale bias, right? Giving you a reason. And then I would say, when you get it, will you take a look and get back to me? So as I'm saying that, and asking for your yes, hopefully your yes, not your no. As I'm saying that as the sales guy, should I be nodding my head?
Absolutely. That's a very easy and subtle signal that you're influencing them with the kinesthetic response. And kinesthetic doesn't necessarily mean you're touching them. And in the world of sales, you want to be mindful of when you do that and make sure it's an appropriate moment to do that. It could just mean the movement of your own body, such that it's more open, such that it's more congenial, that it's more mirroring what your client's doing. Or if they're in a closed off position, and sometimes you'll find, you know, near the very end, when we're getting ready to making the decision, some people begin to change their body position because they're starting to incorporate a little bit of fear, perhaps the hesitancy to make that final decision. So you want to change your body position such that it is influencing the other person to remain open to not only what you're saying, but also perhaps you're influencing them through the, you know, a smile on your face.
So let me take it one little step further just for fun. You're the buyer and I'm the sales guy. And we've been through all the stages and we built rapport. We're at both ex-military, let's just say, or there's some connections so we like each other. We're getting pretty far down the end. And as I ask you for the, not necessarily the deal yet, but something really close to the deal, as I'm doing it and nodding my head with other positive body language, and as I ask that question, if I offered a fist bump with that, and not for everybody, but you know, when you sense it's the right time that you're going to get a fist bump back, would that even be better from an NLP standpoint?
That would be even better because now you're communicating. And again, you're establishing and maintaining and reinforcing the sensorial inputs that your client's receiving. It's so fascinating how much stuff goes on and how many different ways you can communicate without actually using words. And the fist bump is completely, you know, assuming that it's the appropriate time for that and that there's, you know, there's a common ground between the two individuals, a fist bump can be that final thing that just makes the tipping point towards let's do this, go through this together. It's pretty cool. That's a great example, actually. Maybe, you know, sometimes you see a more formal handshake.
Right. All right, great. So thank you for all that. And what's another area where salespeople can take a technique that we're going to talk about in the next 2 or 3 minutes and use it right away?
Sure. Another one as related to the fear of rejection or to handling objections. Objection is really important to look at objection as not just a rational process. Rejection is completely emotional. In fact, you could say that all sales is an emotional event, as you had noted before. So yep. When it comes to rejection, when it comes to the process of reaching out for a referral and the fear of, one of the skill sets that we'll train people to do is to be able to manage their own state. And we call it the state because that's how their body in that moment taking the data in and how they're responding to that data and the meaning that they give it. So in these instances where they're getting ready to ask or they're getting ready to collect a yes or they're getting ready to reach out for the referral, they want to be mindful and they'll learn how to manage their state and become the person who is necessary in that moment. It's actually a quite simple process, a ton of fun to watch people go through it because they realize how much stuff happens in their mind subconsciously that they're not aware of. When they show up with a state of conviction or confidence, this hesitation that once existed no longer becomes an issue for them. It's really cool to watch it.
Yeah, you know, when you take these personality assessments, and you've taken ours, the APQ, mm-hmm. you know, one of the 9 personality traits is called self-protection. And so if you're really naturally low in that, you have a hard time overcoming rejection. If you're really high right. in that trait, you're fearless, but you're also uncoachable. That would be me, by the way. So it would sound like the people who have a real hard time overcoming rejection would really benefit from this technique.
Absolutely. And here's the secret. This is the insider trading. The secret is your mind, your brain, really. Brain does not know the difference between good or bad. It doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. So even if you don't have an experience, because some clients that we work with say, well, I've never had a moment when I felt confident or a sense of conviction at that level for my life. And then the next thing I say is, can you think of someone who does? And then we just go through a process to help the whole team capture the person that they know. Because one of the fastest ways that we know to learn is to watch someone else and play the good old fashioned game of monkey see, monkey do. And when you watch mm-hmm. someone else, you can learn it much faster. And the same thing can happen inside your own mind. And you can create that resourceful state so that when you face your client or you face the, the pitch to the investors, you can be that person, the very same person that you just had in your mind and recreate the sensation in your body. It's really cool.
Is that related to how important role playing is?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it would seem like it would, because in all of our training over all these years, if you just tell people about stuff, that ain't much. But if you get them to role play that new technique or that NLP technique, then it sinks in.
Anyway. Exactly. And that's an element, that's a very important element of any lasting change is the conditioning of the new process, the new thought process. There's an element of conditioning that's required, but the short circuit in the way that you accelerate that learning and that conditioning is through intensity of emotional consequence. Because as human beings in the sales process or out of the sales process, we all have a catalyst in the form of pain or pleasure. And so when you can short circuit or when you want to short circuit the process and accelerate it, if you add some kind of catalyst in the form of pain or pleasure from not taking action or taking action, you can make it ramp up and the learning curve becomes a lot steeper.
John, it's time for the wrap up.
All right. Thank you, Dave. So Ramsey, how can people get a hold of you and what would they expect to get out of, say, a day's worth of training from you and your group?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of us is via our website. There's an ability to request our team to come out and to do training with other sales teams or other businesses. And also, we have the fortune to be teamed up for working together with David on the EQ section of the sales process. So both of those are examples. The contact form is at our website, www.peakperformanceassociates.com. And for a half-day training, they're going to learn a lot of the stuff that we just talked about. They're going to learn how to really build rapport. and see things in their true essence based off of how the client is processing information. They're also going to learn how to manage their own state, like we talked about. They're going to learn the process of mirroring and matching, as well as pacing and leading. And one of the fun things that we do, and this is really fun, is to allow, just like you said, each person that's involved in the training to actually do it, to get it conditioned into their body so that it becomes the norm for them, because the new norm in their nervous system now reflects that new feeling.
Yeah, that's great. I totally agree with you on the importance of role-playing and interactions and talking about it and discussing it and letting it all sink in. Well, it's been great to have you, Ramsey. Any other last thoughts for our listening audience?
You know, one of the great things is I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to share this wonderful skill. NLP is something that can help in sales. It can help in any part of your life. It's the secret sauce. It's the secret sauce when there are two humans that are involved in one another. It's the secret sauce to having a very influential, very meaningful conversation where both parties are authentic with one another. And when that happens, the deals will come. The process will happen. The relationships will be even stronger. So it's wonderful to see people learning about this skill set. I've had an amazing journey and my own exposure to it. So I look forward to being able to share it with other people.
We all want to deal with people who are authentic. That's for sure. All right. So great to have you on the show, Ramsey.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, Dave.
And thank you, John and Ramsey. That's all the time we have for today. Our next show in 2 weeks is about improving organizational performance with world-class athlete mindsets. Be sure to join us. From now until the next show, John Asher reminds us to please get out there and sell something. Paul, take it away.
That's going to wrap it up for another edition of Asher Sales Sense, right here in the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.